Today is Saturday, March 23rd. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
All throughout the scriptures, we are given this image of God as our shepherd, this idea that he is our keeper, our guide, and our caretaker. This imagery provokes in me an awareness of how sheep-like I can be. Forgetful, wandering, aimless. I wonder how often I am unaware of how he has cared for me and for those that I love. Father, I thank you that no matter how much gratitude I savor, I will only ever be aware of the fraction of your protective care and transformative grace in my life. Father, would you care for and attend to that which I cannot see today? Would you make me aware of the ways you are helping me and carrying me? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
As the moments of this day come and go, I acknowledge that the busyness of life will, at times, require much of my attention. But God, my shepherd, he will remain with me, unchanged as my day changes me. Today, I fast and pray, trusting in the leading, help, and presence of my shepherd, the one who never takes his eyes off me, and who will carry me through this day and in the days to come. God, I yield to your direction as my shepherd, and I choose to trust your leading and guiding as I follow you. Your will be done in me as it is in heaven. Now, as I enter this day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.